A whale's vagina.
None of us were going to do it.
Well, hey, not
be quiet for a second. Beard, mute that.
Damn.
Molly's going ham.
I'll say, who the fuck's your name?
That child weighs 33 pounds soaking wet.
33 pounds of pure evil and demon.
At 5 years old, and I guarantee she's. Man.
Y'all better let her stay up.
Y'all better let her stay up. So.
What's going on, ECFL? Welcome to another episode of The Elites. I'm your host, as always, Aaron1054. This week we have the majority of the original cast back. Oh, really? Well, excess there. As always, Canes87.
Yo, yo.
Kickler10, a.k.a. Joe Corso.
In the house. Give me some chocolate ice cream.
Prince Vegeta / my stepsis.
What's going on?
And Beard on Blast / the soundboard guy.
Timber! Never gets old.
Well, how's everybody doing this week?
So-so.
Well, other than me wanting to drop kick my child this evening, I'm good.
That was not drop kick. That was an exorcism.
Yeah, it was.
Good old headlock will solve that problem. I'm just kidding. I actually put my child in there. Maybe. But anyway, I guess let's get into the players of the week. Canes, do you have that for us?
Yeah. Somewhere.
Somewhere. Today.
Still playing with the voice mod.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
All right. Offense. Like, I had to narrow this down a lot because I had a lot of nominees. The nominees were QB Zaire Augustus of Arkansas, Riley Coyote of Arkansas, Kareem Washington of Arkansas, Jacoby Cobb of Rutgers, Tyler Dethridge of App State, Devin Brewer, App State, Hustle of San Diego State, Smoke Rivers of Tulane, MJ motherfucking Witten of Tulane,
yeah, yeah.
And Jin Shinobi of Ole Miss. Any guesses?
MJ motherfucking Witten.
I voted for myself.
Yeah, did you have 3 touchdowns?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's who I thought was going to win it.
I mean, 11, 240, and 3.
Jeez.
Stuck in the damn dryer again.
Couldn't help it.
So everybody went MJ?
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought it might have been Dolph Hustle because
there was some good ones this week, because when I looked, I was like, hey, I might have the shot. And then when it was actually going down trying to find mine, I was like, oh, shit.
I mean, even Smoke had a good game with, what, 526-4 and a rushing touchdown?
Yeah.
There was a bunch of them.
You know, Dolph Hustle, 35 attempts, 311 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, that's close to record-breaking in yardage.
For me, the difference was it took him, I mean, would you say 35 carries? And MJ had 240 on only 11 catches. It wasn't like he had 20 catches for 240.
Right. I got you.
We got clarification, Vegeta. You've been too good for too long.
Oh, is that what? Two seasons is too long?
Two seasons,
yeah. Two seasons is too long? Well, what the fuck is Kickler doing?
Coming in second was Dolph Hussle. San Diego State, he had 17 of the 83 votes.
Oh, there's 83?
We had 83, yeah. Guess everybody got tired of me bitching earlier. The winner with 20 of the 83, winning by 3 votes, was a wide receiver with 3 touchdowns.
Uh-huh.
But Kareem Washington also had 3 touchdowns.
Oh.
It was MJ Witten.
Come on, man.
With 11 catches, 240, and 3 touchdowns.
That was my first one. It was my first time.
You won earlier this year.
Player of the week. Not for player of the week, I didn't.
Look, normally we win a lot of championships and stuff, and we're just apparently winning a bunch of individual shit this season.
Yeah, I know, right?
Five team effort this year.
Nah.
If that was the case, you wouldn't have lost to Arkansas.
It has been a bunch of different people winning it, though.
Valid. Yeah. Your players had a really good year this year.
I mean, he had to for you to say that. Normally, you don't.
He was open.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like last year, he sucked. He was open. This year, he's been pretty good. He couldn't catch for shit last year.
He's a fucking linebacker.
Dude, well.
And it's not Smoke throwing to him.
That's what I was about to say. Smoke has no problem at all throwing picks to linebackers. But throw you a pick, that shit could hit you in the forehead and you'd have dropped it.
Hey, bitch, I did one-handed catch one last week, thank you.
Yeah, that's why I said this year you're better than last year. Last year was really bad.
Whatever.
You could tackle, but you couldn't catch.
All right, let's move on to defense.
All right, defensive nominees.
Yes.
Defensive tackle, Brew Banner of Arkansas. Cornerback, Chris Cross of Rutgers. TJ Blackman of App State. Strong safety, Wolfgang of ULL. Lakota, C-Tan Wakua, UTSA.
Ghost.
Yep. Strong safety, Anthony Spencer. Linebacker Cody Lawrence, cornerback Kaiser Washington, defensive end Olathros War, and defensive end Slug Stern.
Hey, the game cheated Kaiser out of a forced fumble also, because on his fumble recovery, it was a backwards pass, and he slapped it down and then scooped it up.
No.
So he should have got both.
Yeah, whatever.
No.
He forced it, and he got it.
I don't think so.
Anyway, I still voted for him. I homered it this week.
I homered it.
He filled up the stat sheet, though.
I honestly can't remember who I voted for. I'm not even going to lie.
And honestly, watching the game, both of Kaiser's turnovers were like when they were finally driving on us. So it helped us pull away.
Why does that get the bad horn?
I don't know.
Beard hasn't contributed anything except for sound.
Clicking damn buttons the whole time. No, that's Kane's.
That's me doing that now.
Oh, Jesus.
I was just trying them. I didn't realize they were that loud.
Yeah, they're pretty loud.
Good.
Yeah, I can't remember who I voted for. I'm not going to lie. Oh, shit. That's Beard. His shit's loud as hell. So the winner
and the winner is
second place with 18 of the 83 votes goes to TJ Blackman of App State.
Damn.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
That's awesome. I like that.
Coming in first was strong safety. He had 25 of the 83 votes. The ghost, Lakota C-Tan Wakua.
Okay, so by default.
20 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and a pass deflection.
That's it? So because he tackled people, he got
that's them. What people go on.
That's insane. Mm. So because you gave up how many – he gave up at least, we'll say 15 passes then. Instead of knocking the ball down or intercepting it, he got tackles. Cool.
Yep.
Awesome. Speaking of,
it's definitely no for me, step bro.
That's a no and a step bro. Speaking of step bros,
no step bro.
Kickler, why don't you give us this week's poll?
Fine. Not really a fan of the poll, but you know, hey, whatever. I
don't care.
There's we did have all 18 coaches vote finally for the first time in forever, but there's a couple of them that I don't know what they were thinking, but you know, whatever.
Thick boy smug.
Spring back the media poll.
I don't know what happened to that.
It's about like it's about as bad as a couple of these coaches voted.
For real. Anyway. So, coming in number 18. Okay.
I like it.
If that wasn't as loud, it would have been better. But, you know, hey, whatever. Number 18, Virginia Tech. 17, Maryland. 16, Oregon State. 15, Texas Tech. 14, San Diego State.
I can't stop it now.
13, Rutgers. Rutgers and San Diego State actually tied for 13th.
I mean, I agree with that. I can't go
at the bottom on who wins.
Yeah.
San Diego State got a win this week. They moved up.
Yeah, that's about all you can.
The team who is locked into their position all season, 12 Baylor, 11 East Carolina, following a loss to Ole Miss, who comes in at number 10, 9 UTSA, 8 Louisiana Lafayette, and 7 Tulane.
Which, in my opinion, which doesn't matter, is horseshit. But we'll get there.
I mean, I don't get it. I know one of my issues with the polls were there was two people who had East Carolina over Ole Miss when Ole Miss just beat them last week and they have the same record. Doesn't make sense to me, but whatever. Moving into the top six, Fresno State 6, Arkansas 5, Central Florida 4, TCU 3, App State 2, and Arizona State 1.
I agree.
I agree with Arkansas. I can get away. I can live with Arkansas being in front of us because they beat us heads up. That's cool. Fresno has a worse loss than we do and the same record, so therefore they should not be in front of us.
The argument people are going to make for Fresno is that they beat us and we beat y'all.
It doesn't matter. They lost to UTSA and they're number 9.
I've got the beard argument coming in to how does Arkansas go from 8th up to 5th when we didn't lose. We also blew someone out. It's not like we also had a close game, but we dropped a spot and they jumped 3 spots.
I agree.
I don't get it. If they were number 8 last week, how do they jump up to 5 this week by beating Rutgers? Yeah, sorry, Rutgers, but you know, it's not like they beat someone in the top 5.
This is why when we talk about, we get into talking about the peak coaches' polls and stuff. Like, you'll hear me completely irritated sometimes because it's like, it doesn't make sense. There's no logical reason. Like, if you had a logical reason why some of this stuff happens, I'd be okay with it. Like, if somebody were to tell me, hey, the argument was y'all. If somebody were to come tell me, hey, I've got Fresno ranked ahead of Tulane solely based on the fact that they beat y'all and y'all beat Tulane, I can at least get behind that and see where you're coming from. But some of these other ones,
at least have a reason.
Right. Some of these other ones don't make any sense, rhyme or reason or nothing. There's no reason why they put them the way they put them.
Nah.
I mean, like, somebody's got me at 5. Like,
you're
I'm not
a two-loss team.
Yeah. I'm the only two-loss team.
Yeah. And you're at 5. Behind the team that you beat.
Shouldn't have lost.
Yeah, that's true. Facts.
That's all I got to say about that.
I mean, 1, 2, 3 should have been unanimous. You know, here we are. I really hope the coaches take it serious, 100% serious next week.
Yeah, because that's going to suck for
somebody.
Well,
I mean, because it is now going to affect everything. You know, the poll next week determines the playoff matchups. We don't have – and it sucks that we have to only go off this one poll, I'd say it sucks. But I mean, you know, we don't have a media poll this season. We don't have a computer poll that we typically have to balance stuff out a little bit.
Do we need to have like a debate room where we all get in with the coaches, get in there and like, hey,
I don't even think it necessarily needs to be all the coaches. And that's where I'm going to interject and say it needs to be people that actually pay attention to the games and actually watch stuff, you know, because some of these coaches, let's be honest, they're not, they're going to watch their game and their game only, which is fine. No big deal. But everybody's not going to watch everybody else play.
So here's my only problem with that. Theoretically speaking, that should have been the media poll.
Yes.
Well, I think now that we actually have a good bit of broadcasters and such doing stuff, maybe we can get one good final.
I don't think we can. Media poll. But, okay, I'm going to offer up something else that I know it's not going to work. It's a great idea, in my opinion, but it's not going to work. Why not a committee?
I mean, that's what I said.
Thing. We've talked about trying to do like a committee, but we haven't had enough people. And I mean, obviously there's a bunch of people that we haven't had chances with, but like most of your people who pay attention to games are A, coaches, B, somewhere in the media, right?
Yeah.
Your analyst, your broadcast, you know, so the media poll we typically bitched about, because there was some ridiculous asinine things there. The coaches poll at times, there's the same deal. So it's hard finding enough people that would, you know, be good for a committee and be unbiased and everything else.
Yeah, I was about to say, the bias part of it is going to come in.
Okay, so like just for instance, say us, take us five, right? Take us five, say we're going to do the committee and we're gonna start ranking people.
Well, I can think of one team that for sure will have a problem with that.
Well, exactly my point. But see, I think we would honestly be the most real about everything and not be biased.
I think the issue is that it's not necessarily the fact that we can be unbiased or be biased. I think there's always been situations where we've said things and we immediately get called out by the people who actually listen in chat talking about how, you know, we're biased, you just don't like us or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I agree.
It's going to happen no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
The committee would – there's two ways to do it. I mean, one, if you did a committee, you could do it as it's an anonymous – like, no one – don't tell anyone who's actually on it, so you can't bash those people except for, say, like, the coaches know or something like that.
I just don't think it's going to be hard to figure out because there's only going to be, like – I honestly think if you go off of what we – I think if you really look at it, we get about 8 polls – on the regular, done pretty much Friday night or Saturday morning, or before lunch on Saturday, at a decent time, and sure, those 8 polls are generally the 8 that either get copied or set the tone for the rest of it. And it would be those 8 people, and it'll always be those 8 people. And it's not hard to figure out who those 8 people are.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm just saying you could use say those 8. And then sprinkle in a couple of other non-head coaches and see if it – I mean, I don't even know if it would change anything. I just – I want to try something to go along with the coaches poll.
Guess what?
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 You are fake news.
You are fake news.
I don't know. We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
That's
I mean, in the end, it's not going to change who's where or who's in the playoffs. It just changes the matchups,
the rankings. Yeah.
But see, and I think that's a lot bigger deal than. I mean, yeah, of course you want to get in the playoffs. That's great. But I think it's also more important. You basically know who the top 10 are every year. I mean, aside from maybe 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, they can swap back and forth, whatever. But eight to about 4, usually that somebody's seed is going to get messed up, if not two teams.
I want to ask you a few questions.
Finkel is Einhorn. That's a great movie.
I would like to apologize ahead of time for what I've done, because I'm the one who introduced him to this
Yeah, you have.
I'm seriously going to take this shit away from you.
Like a fucking child.
Jesus.
Okay. It's not even me. I wasn't even
we're
going
to go from 20 listeners to like 5.
Because Canes won't get off.
Hey, but here's the side note. I do have a proposed opening theme for us.
Okay.
But it may be too much.
That's fucking football right there. None of that pansy ass dick tugging smile for the camera bullshit. Men puke, men poop on the field. Men deliver their newborn baby on the sidelines. Fucking hardcore dick in the ass butterball foosball.
Yeah, nah.
Fucking daytime shit. Take it to the showers.
Good lord.
In places you don't even remember. We win together, we celebrate together. Football is back, baby.
Yeah.
Well then,
I'm gonna go with
no. How about no?
Oh, okay. Come on, that was great.
I mean, it was good, but still.
Canes, cut that out, by the way.
I cut that out, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't do shit.
No,
he wants you to cut that out of the podcast. Oh,
no,
cut it. It
takes too much work.
It does not.
Speaking of too much work, TV's still our background music. So.
Sorry, mine got loud.
We're gonna get to last week's pick'ems and with my heart and soul. Her heart and soul.
I don't even know what's on TV.
Why is it louder?
Because he got up to turn it down.
Yeah.
Let's see. Canes went 9-0. Vegeta.
Thank you.
Went 9-0.
Is Vegeta still here?
He's probably asleep. Yeah. Oh wait, he is still here. Kickler went 8-1.
Oh, Ted, what was that? After that shit you talked about on picks.
Ted went 8-1. Cowboy went 7-2, which is, I think, his best week ever.
He's now in
Beard, 7-2, and I went 7-2.
That Cowboy leaves, goes 7-2 and goes the last.
Y'all suck.
Yeah, that leaves us Cowboy in 6th, me and Rick tied for 5th.
Yeah.
Ted's in 4th, Beard's in 3rd, Vegeta jumps Beard at 2, and Canes is still in 1st. With a 2-game lead on Vegeta and a 3-game lead on Beard. So,
how many games back of Ted are we?
Behind Ted, we are 1 game behind Ted.
Cool.
And 3 games behind Beard.
I'll be 1 game ahead of Ted after this week.
Are you going to pick against him? Usually y'all pick together.
No, I already know what I'm picking, and looking at his picks, I'm good.
I'm surprised y'all are picking separate. Usually y'all are on top of each other.
That's what she said.
Where's the spreads? That's
exactly what she said.
Cha-ching!
Cha-ching! Wait, let me find the schedule. Schedule. Oh, did we have any changes to the schedule this week before I get...
Yes.
It's whatever's on there.
Oh, it's on right this time?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Which one are you looking at?
The weekly schedule?
Then that's right.
Okay. Where's the spread? Okay. Sweet.
You're typing them in.
2 steps ahead. I can see them. All right. So, kicking us off Monday night, Oregon State and Fresno at 7 o'clock. And Fresno is giving up 17.5. Canes, who you got?
It's a rivalry game. But Oregon State ain't doing much.
Yeah, no.
Fresno's going to be looking to rebound from blowing the game last week. Give me Fresno.
Vegeta? He fell asleep, didn't he?
He already sent his picture, though.
That's
Vegeta.
Step bro.
He is legitimately asleep right now.
Jesus.
I wonder if you left this damn thing on, how long it would...
Man, that would be a long time. So he wakes up in the morning.
Well, Vegeta took Fresno on his picks that he sent in. Who is next? That would be Tedford.
Beard.
Beard.
Oh, yeah, Beard. You're right. Go ahead. Sorry, Beard.
He's gone now. No, I'm here.
No, I was talking about Vegeta's gone now.
Oh. Yeah. I am going to, as fun as it would be to try to make up a game here, I don't think this is the one. Fresno, 17 and a half, though, is tough for me.
Do it.
Fresno. I'm taking Fresno.
Beard goes Fresno. Let's see where Tedford. Where's Ted's picks?
I don't know.
There they are. Ted took Fresno. No surprise.
2 years
there.
2 years ago.
Sorry.
Rick, who do you have?
So.
Oh, fuck. Joe Biden.
Well, look, Albino's still fighting. He's still doing his stuff, trying to get people to buy in over there. But I mean, let's be honest, the Beavers are no match for those Bulldogs. They almost upset number one last week, lost by, what, 5 after leading a good bit of the game. Oregon State hasn't put up much of a fight against a lot of teams. I think Fresno covers pretty easy.
So no crazy-ass bullshit?
No, not with this one. Not with this one.
Good. I'm also taking Fresno and...
No picks from Cowboy.
No picks from Cowboy yet? Okay. We'll see when his come in. All right. So, next we have App State and Maryland. And App State's given up 18 and a half to Maryland. Canes.
App State is too... OP for this league. And they're playing Maryland, who's not very OP, so give me App State.
Vegeta went App State. Beard, who you got?
Vegeta's back.
I'm back.
Oh my god, he's back.
He woke up.
I did wake up.
We know we talk shit.
Oh man.
Alright, so we know who took App State. So next.
Beard.
Yeah, this is an easy one. App State.
App State by 9.
App State by 9. Damn. I'll take App State. Kickler, who you got?
Look, man, I've taken Maryland a lot this season. And it has not paid off for me very much.
We should try it again this week. Maybe it'll work.
Look, Maryland has come a long way as the season's gone on. I've seen more hype out of their players late in the season than we saw, I think, all of last season, which is great because it feels like Convict's finally building a core.
You're 2-3 picking Maryland.
I think that core is going to have them next season as next season's Ole Miss. Early prediction, early hot take, whatever. I think they'll be fighting for a playoff spot next season.
I doubt it.
I just don't see them with the firepower to keep up with who my number one team is, App State.
Well, if I'm your number one team, why didn't you put it on the poll?
Because you freaking lost to them, and that's the only difference. But I told you last week that you were my national championship team prediction. So.
You didn't tell me nothing.
Well, you didn't listen to the podcast.
I did listen to it.
Okay, then. So
shut the I edited off. It out.
All right. So
I have State.
Moving on to Tuesday. Wait, Cowboy, yeah. Cowboy didn't say anything. Ted took App State. I don't know if I said that. So we're waiting on Cowboy. Okay.
You sure?
Moving on to Tuesday is Vatek and San Diego State. Canes, who you got?
I like what San Diego State did last week. I haven't liked anything Virginia Tech's done all year, so that's 1-0. Give me San Diego State.
I don't know what any of that meant. Did you just say that's 1-0?
That's right. It's 1-0.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
I liked what San Diego State did last week. Virginia Tech hasn't done anything I've liked.
One week to 0 weeks.
Jesus. And y'all make fun of me about being Joe Biden.
Whatever.
You're a loser.
All right. Vegeta, who you got?
A whale's vagina.
Yes. Yes. I'm so glad you said that. Beard.
I am also going SDSU.
Kickler.
Yeah, SDSU, you know, finally got that big win last week after they've been very close. Otang, you know, you've been doing a great job of with the program points, things like that. Finally paid off. So, yeah, SDSU.
Well, it wasn't long and drawn out this time.
Yeah. Wonderful. All right. So that brings us to.
Who'd you pick?
Oh, my bad. SDSU.
What, Ted?
Ted also went SDSU. Mm-hmm. I hate doing picks when people are not here. It messes me all up.
You didn't even pick.
Bunch of jackasses. That's why I said it messes me up. All right, we got everybody. I picked, you picked, Vegeta.
Fake.
Cowboy, we don't have. Kickler, Ted, Beard, good.
All right.
So, moving on to UCF and Texas Tech. Canes, who you got?
UCF needs this to have a chance at the conference championship. I don't think Ted is going to mess that up. Plus, Texas Tech just lost by like a jillion to San Diego State. So, give me UCF.
Not so fast.
Lies.
Not so fast. Yeah, you're right.
Not so fast. Midget. Yeah, little guy. Hey, not so fast.
US. I'm still in touch with US. All right, UCF. All
right. Wasting my not so fast on you to take UCF.
Beard, who you got?
I don't think there's a chance. That,
do the not so fast for you then.
There's no not so fast here. It's 100% going to be UCF. I don't think Ted loses this one. I think he's playing for the conference championship.
Yep.
I'm taking UCF. Kickler, who you got?
Look, I'm going to channel my inner Joe Corso here.
For example, there's a situation where there's an estimation of somewhere between $700 billion and $1,300,000,000,000.
And that is how many points UCF is going to win by this
folks are avoiding taxes at the
top. A billion, a trillion, a hundred million. Million, trillion.
Yeah.
Billion, million.
Ted also took. His self to win this week.
Bent over in the bathroom and gasping for air.
All right. So that brings us to Wednesday night. First game of the evening is Baylor ASU, and ASU is giving Baylor 10.5 points. Vegeta, I mean Canes, who you got?
We thought about throwing this game.
That's a lie.
You
tried to throw last week's game and you couldn't even do that right.
I did not try to throw last week. That was just a bad sim.
Yeah, it was like me season what? 4?
Toledo like Tech.
Tulane every week this season.
Me trying to throw my game.
I kind of want to take Baylor, but I got to have faith in my team. Plus, I just made a sim where I win by like 50, so.
Look, I trust the sincerity of that statement less than I trust Hillary Clinton with an email.
Oh.
Yep. Fake.
Exactly.
You are fake news. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
All right, Vegeta, who you got?
I'm going to ask you.
Of course you are. Beard?
Yeah, ASU.
I am also going ASU. Kickler, who you got?
I mean, I'm shocked that this line is as low as it is. Let's be honest. But At the same time, ASU hasn't really blown anybody out lately. So
keep sleeping on us.
I'm going with the Yellow Sun Devils.
Well, the problem is nobody's sleeping on you. We all expect you to do it, and you keep letting us down.
It's very true.
Playbook change coming.
Wouldn't it be some shit if you forgot to do it?
I did forget to do it.
Wouldn't it be awesome if you run that and then, you know, it doesn't pay off for you?
Yeah. I was gonna run the playbook change against Baylor, but
it's always good to test those out.
Fell asleep.
Ted took ASU, and that should be it on that. Let's see. Wednesday, 8:30, Tulane, Ole Miss. Tulane's giving Ole Miss 10.5. Canes, what you got?
I hate to say it for Ole Miss. They had a great comeback against ECU, but I think they're going to fall in this one and end up missing the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm going to say Tulane.
Don't be rude.
Beard.
You know, the Fighting Land Shark
Rebel. They want to be known as the Rebels now.
The Rebel Bears.
Rainbow Rebels.
Have done everything right this season. They've marched into games they weren't supposed to win, and they've won. Can a green wave really stand up to a Rebel Bear Land Shark? I don't think so. But not so fast. It's too late.
A Rebel Bear Land Shark.
I think you should leave the Corsoisms to me, but that's cool.
I was channeling my inner Kickler there to pick y'all.
Yeah, I took do appreciate Tulane that. Kickler who
you got. They beat a mediocre fucking ECU team, and they think they're hot shit right now.
Look, I do want to congratulate Ole Miss on a great season. They're one win away from the playoffs after zero wins last season. So, my bad. They did win last week. So hats off, you know. And really, all these teams that have like two wins and less should use this as an example in their locker rooms to be like, look what can happen. You put your rainbow mascot together and then you win games.
That was very forward thinking of them, by the way.
Success. It was. But
we're looking at you, San Diego State.
I'm sorry that we just have to end all their hopes and dreams and better luck next season.
Not only are you a hot dog, a grandstander, a showboat, and a prima donna, but you're a liar, too.
He's not sorry.
maybe not.
Ted also had Tulane. That's funny.
It's a ghost town.
Yes. Moving on to Thursday. Did I get everybody? Yeah, Tulane.
Yep.
Yeah. Thursday night is probably going to be one of the better games of the week. Is Arkansas and ULL. Canes, who you got?
You are fake news.
That, because it's not going to be one of the better games. Arkansas by 50.
Arkansas by 50.
Really?
Maybe not 50, but they're not, it's not going to be close.
You can't take it
back. Still going to be a double-digit win.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Arkansas.
What I say is what I say.
Beard?
You sure about that? Sure about that?
Uh-huh.
You sure about that's not why?
I am sure.
So Beard,
I'm going to take a run here and
it's trying to make up a game.
I got to make it up somewhere. I can't keep picking the same thing as him.
You get
as
the
much
playoffs.
As it pains me. I need one sooner than that. So I'm going to go ahead and take, give me ULL. I think they figure this one out.
I don't.
Kickler?
You're first, Aaron.
Go ahead, Aaron.
I picked first last time.
Go ahead.
It's your turn, Aaron.
I'm going Arkansas.
Not so fast, midget. Not so fast.
Midget?
Yeah, little guy. Hey, not so fast.
Look, yeah. Arkansas has clinched a conference championship berth, but that's it. Okay? The Cajuns know how to cook. They know how to turn their cogs into sausage, ham, Canadian bacon, pork chops, and more appropriately, some boudin. Okay? Give me ULL and the upset punching their ticket into the playoffs.
It's Boudin, but
Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Tedford took Arkansas. All right, so after
the first one we have a disagreement on.
Yeah, after that one, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, at least we know Kickler's going 8-1 again.
We move to ECU together. And Rutgers, and ECU has given Rutgers 7.5. Canes?
I don't think this one's close either. ECU punches their ticket to the playoffs.
Vegeta?
Yeah, give me ECU.
Beard?
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
That's exactly what ECU is saying right now. They just hope they can win a game, and they're going to get it done against Rutgers.
Yeah, I mean, last week was very disappointing. What ECU team's going to show up is the problem.
Yeah,
no. You know, it's you go look in their games. I mean, that they're literally the worst Jekyll and Hyde team this season, in my opinion.
Emotional damage.
That's what JoJo had after losing to Ole Miss last week. I mean, so bad that I've heard he's contemplating moving out of North Carolina.
This was locker room talk.
I don't blame him.
But I do think they're going to bounce back this week. If not, I mean, JoJo may be fired.
Oh,
I can see Krista getting rid of him.
Mm.
But
don't be rude.
Give me the Pirates by double digits.
Well, that moves us to the game of the week. Friday night. We got TCU, the Purple Horny Toads, versus UTSA, the Meat Meeps. And TCU is giving the Meat Meeps 8.5 points. Kane, so you got?
So TCU's playing, they win and they're in to the conference championship. If they lose, they fall down to possibly the number 5 team out of the American. UTSA, they can move up to 4 or they can stay at 5. That's about the best they can do. Do they want to play spoiler to TCU? After the way they played against UCF, I don't think they do. Give me TCU.
Yeah, give me TCU. Give me Purple Baylor.
Purple Baylor.
It's definitely a no for me, dog.
He said no, he's not taking TCU.
Oh, really? Who are you taking, your Beard?
I'm taking TCU.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And it was a yes for me, dog.
I refuse to pick against my team.
Sure.
Don't mind me.
I am going TCU, but Ted went UTSA.
Because he needs them to win.
Kickler, who you got?
You know, I need to jump Ted, and I'm already going to take, tie him after the Arkansas-ULL game. And so this is a game where I jump him completely and take over, fourth place, which sucks. TCU's going to win this game. I think Mac's done a little bit too much talking about how they're undefeated in the state of Texas, and that provides a little extra horny toe magic for TCU. And they're going to win pretty easy.
Pretty easy, he says.
Pretty.
Well, with that, we have.
Do you want to talk about the scenarios for those?
That's what I was about to ask y'all.
The host.
My bad.
No. Sure. You're good. No, I want
you're not good.
I want this to happen. What happens if we have what would cause absolute utter chaos? Is it possible to have utter chaos?
Or, UTSA winning.
No.
What does that cause though? I don't think it changes very much.
If UTSA wins, then TCU and UTSA are both out of conference championship.
That's that not comes,
yes.
No, if we all three lose, don't isn't it?
Fresno would go. Fresno don't have a conference game this
week.
Oh,
that's right. They save theirs for the end.
Let the co-host co-host.
After he went, let the host host.
It would come down to UCF and Fresno. If UCF wins this week, they would be in. If they lost this week, then Fresno would be in. That's with UTSA winning.
Okay.
Any more?
Could anyone get
not? You're not that guy.
Completely out of the playoffs, other than say Ole Miss, which you know they got to win to get in. And then who? Okay, if Ole Miss loses, all right. Hypothetical: Ole Miss loses, UTSA wins. Who gets?
They're in different conferences.
That means nothing. They're in different conferences.
No, I'm saying the playoffs.
We're locked
in general.
We're locked into the
American is locked in the playoffs in general.
Yeah, it's, American it's is no matter what. It's Arizona State, Fresno, TCU, UCF, and UTSA.
They're locked.
Okay. Yes, I know that. What I'm asking you.
But you're confusing us because it's teams that don't matter.
Kick you in the freaking teeth. Who takes Ole Miss's spot?
If they lose?
Yes.
They're ECU. Out right now.
Well,
they're
out right now. UTSA. Okay. That is.
Okay, here. We'll go to Conference USA. Okay. ULL sitting at 4-3. Ole Miss and ECU are at 3-4. Ole Miss has the tiebreaker over ECU. So, if ULL wins against Arkansas, they're in no matter what. If they lose, their fate rests on the Ole Miss and ECU games. Okay. If Ole Miss wins, they're in as the last team. But they're playing Tulane. If they lose, they would need ECU to lose to get in. ECU has to win and have an Ole Miss loss to get in. Now, if... It can come down to a three-way tie between ULL, Ole Miss, and ECU at 4-4. If that happens, we go down to the last tiebreaker, which is point differential. Right now, ECU has a 7-point point differential, so they would be in right now. Ole Miss has a -5 point differential. ULL has a -15 point differential.
Holy crap. I didn't think theirs was that bad.
So Ole Miss and ECU would technically get in over ULL. If they all finish 4-4, that would be a ULL loss and Ole Miss and ECU win. That's where the chaos is in the conference.
That's more chaos than anything.
Who's ULL playing again?
Arkansas.
The thing is, and if we're being honest, you know, I don't foresee a shot where Ole Miss beats Tulane. So there's not going to be a ton of chaos.
There's a chance.
Not so fast. That's where Kickler throws the game.
There's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
What I'm still waiting on. Dissolve to Venmo me before I decide.
Yep.
What I'm doing.
What's the price?
That's confidential.
Well, I might need it for first round of the playoffs.
Well, we can talk then.
I got a question.
Okay.
So, if you had to vote right now, who would be your elite player of the year?
Sure.
That's tough. I don't have a clue. I really don't.
That's tough.
It's very tough.
Do you even have an idea?
I mean, I have an idea.
I know. I think I know who yours would be. I believe Beard would go Rashad Watson.
I mean,
that's a safe bet.
He's gonna end up leading the league in rushing yards.
Not touchdowns. But he's got to share that with you and 17 other people.
Yeah. I mean, I've got more touchdowns than he does rushing, but that's just because I had that.
Because you're a homer.
Because you're selfish.
Yeah, that's true too. I had that, you know, where I scored 6 rushing touchdowns, tied the league record and didn't win player of the week, but whatever. So I would say that that would be an easy vote for me to make. However,
I wouldn't say that he's going to win in rushing yards.
He's going to win in rushing yards.
He's second right now.
Only by 6 yards.
Eight.
8 yards. He'll have 8 more yards than Devin Brewer does.
It's not Devin Brewer.
It's not Devin Brewer. And he's only 10 yards ahead of Geno McFly.
Yeah, no, he's going to stay away. He's more than – you're looking at
– You didn't give him a lot of carries last week.
You're looking at 10 yards higher than who?
Geno McFly.
Did this not update on mine or something? Because Geno's fourth place on mine.
It's probably not updated.
1344
for Geno. Yep. Geno McFly and the Texas Tech Red Raiders, who 3 weeks in a row have went 45, 75, and 51 rushing yards.
And he's only 10 yards behind your guy.
Yeah, he had a really good 258, 195, 283.
Facts are facts.
What happened to Watson last week?
I don't know really what happened to him. He should have been in the mix. I don't know if they just – oh, I know what happened.
You didn't give him the ball.
Cowboy picked up – Cowboy put in a decent game plan is what I heard. So, or really good is actually what I heard. I was just throwing some salt in the wound there. But
what's crazy, though, is, okay, so quarterback-wise, you could say Jin Shinobi, you could say Smoke Rivers, but – and you can throw Deathridge in there, too.
Oh,
they've got so many interceptions.
That's
no, I would say no, you can't.
Yeah, interceptions are going to smoke him.
All of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that quarterbacks are going to be plagued by the fact that out of the top five
– Dan Norris.
Dan Norris has thrown the most touchdowns, but how many interceptions has 12. He thrown?
He's only thrown 12.
But he's also, what, almost 700 yards behind the first place?
Also true.
Who has the most passing yards?
Shinobi. But you're not going to give it to Shinobi.
Shinobi's 27 and 21.
Dan Norris has 517 attempts. I mean, which so it's not like he's got a crazy amount. I mean, I know it's 100 less than Shinobi, but like Smokey's only 70 less.
I think here's the thing less. Here's the thing that people don't really like look at. If we go to all players and sort by attempts, Shinobi's got the most by far. You have to go
70 a game.
He's got 102 more than Shinobi, and he's almost 50 more. So that's for a pass heavy team. That's a complete game higher than Smoke and Zaire. But them INTs are killing people. Smoke's got 23. Jen's got 21. Zaire's got 15. And Dan's got 12. And Deathridge has got 20 compared to his 16 touchdowns. So, no, he cannot be considered for player of the year.
I will give Smoke this. Even with 572 attempts, he's thrown a 75% completion percentage.
That's not bad.
He also
doesn't have negative rushing yards.
That's also true. He has 6 touchdowns too, which leads all quarterbacks not named. Well, no, Leighton Lee has 12. So,
I think the thing is you. I mean, if you look at it and go to did I finally see? I'm finally positive in my passing touchdowns.
You're positive.
Yeah. I'm 8 touchdowns to 7 interceptions.
Mm. Proud of you.
He's killing it.
That's right.
Player of the year status.
No, not even close. my 15 rushing touchdowns are the icing on my cake.
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Mm-mm. Here's the thing. Here's it, when you start looking all the way through at quarterbacks, though, you can make a bunch of arguments. But if you're going to make all those arguments for Smoke, then you have to take into the fact he's fumbled the ball 3 times, which is like 2nd, I think, amongst all quarterbacks.
Yeah, but I mean, how much of a fumble over leading the league in passing yards is or almost? I don't think that would.
Yeah, but you're going to count those 23 interceptions?
Oh yeah, facts. 100%. All right.
Hey,
count those.
What about John Smith, wide receiver out at Ole Miss? 77 catches, 1,445 yards, 13 touchdowns. I mean, he leads the league in yards by 300 yards almost. Almost 300.
And he's way down on
catches. He's only 77 catches, yeah. And he's two behind Aki Hernandez for touchdowns. I mean, it's a pretty impressive season he's put
in. Honestly, I don't think a quarterback's going to win it this year.
I don't think a quarterback should.
I agree. But here's my question. Is that – yes, that is fantastic. But, I mean, at that point, I got to make a case for my guy playing wide receiver. He's not going to get a lot of praise and sing-song stuff.
Don't you dare
stuff.
Say DeAndre Wright. DeAndre
Wright.
I'm just saying.
The dude has 11 catches.
Player of the year for 200 just because he had 200 pancakes.
Get I'm the just hell saying. Out of here.
No. I was wanting to see if anybody paid attention. I said elite player of the year. So that can mean a defensive player.
Yeah.
Has anybody really showed up on defense, though?
I mean, that Tank Falco is a motherfucker.
You're looking at the ball. So you got Styles Stern has got 16 sacks, which is the league lead. Tackles for a loss is TJ Blackman with 28. Total tackles is C-10 Wakawua.
He's illegal.
He doesn't count.
He's not gonna, we're not going to put him up there. We can't have a ghost win it.
Yeah, okay. So if he doesn't win, the next guy leading tackles is Yogi Barr.
No
interception leader.
I'm gonna
is
throw something
Malcolm
out there,
Ali.
And it's not gonna be Yogi Barr off my team. It would be Zumi, because he's 104 tackles, which is fifth. He is
way down on the tackle for a loss.
He has 12 tackles for a loss.
Strong yeah, safety, but I was no sacks. Interceptions. He is
fourth in interceptions.
Yeah, tied,
yeah. I don't think well, he gets Zumi
fourth.
Zumi's not. I agree. I think Zumi's had a great year.
And he's only had one touchdown.
But I don't. Yeah, I don't think you can give it to Zumi.
No.
If you're gonna look at defense,
who else
touchdowns,
is who? But you got to look at it as every stat, though. Okay, Yogi. You know, I love Yogi. He's a hell of a player. But I don't know where he's at on tackle for loss. Hold on.
He's third.
Okay, here's so tackles thing. And tackles for loss.
What's the league record for rushing yards in a season?
Do we even have that accurately? I mean,
I have no idea.
I mean, are we all pretty confident that we 1,300 and 1,300 and a half, so that's three guys, it's got to be pretty close to the top.
No.
I thought it was like 2,000.
Because Tamari ran for over 1,700 last year.
Yeah.
Right. But what I'm saying is, DJ, who's DJ play for again? UCF?
Yeah.
So DJ, Rashad, and Gino, well, except for Gino's going to knock himself out by not making the playoffs. So DJ and Rashad are both going to be in the playoffs. So if, let's just say they both play three more games. They're going to be crouching on 2,000 with however many touchdowns they get. And we all know they're going to probably get more. Then they should theoretically get more than 200 yards a game rushing.
This voting will be done before the playoffs.
Not for player of the year, it won't. That's only for all elite. The elite awards we do later.
I don't remember.
I mean, for me personally, and I'm really 100% trying to be as unbiased as possible. When you go to elite player of the year, you've got to look at who's the best player at their position to put them up for elite player of the year. If you're going solely by that stat, quarterbacks all eliminate themselves. Defense, nobody truthfully to me stands out on defense. You could make an argument for the wide receiver, but I think at the end of the day, the position that has a better chance to be flashier and give you more, you know, hard stats is running back. So I think you're in a two-man race there between DJ and Rashad.
I don't think so.
Who's your other one? Gino?
You gotta say Devin Brewer, too. He's got 22 touchdowns, and he's fifth in yards.
I'm going to tell you right now, he's about to run for 400 yards this week.
I mean, Devin Brewer is only 128 yards, 127 yards behind y'all. And
has a seven-touchdown lead.
Has a seven-touchdown lead.
And I don't run the ball.
Oh, and he's got 350 yards receiving and two touchdowns there.
And I don't run the ball.
So
I would let Davin in. I would say Davin would be the other guy. But
I think Davin would probably have it over Rashad or DJ right now.
Davin, I'm just looking at stats, Davin's probably my front runner right now.
I don't know. It's hard for me to argue the 22 touchdowns because that's going to be the glaring stat that he gets.
Well, and it's the team that's not run first.
They are run first now.
No.
Yes, they. Ever since they switched to USC, they went run first.
No. Okay, so
that means you would expect Watson to be up there. He should have 1,300 yards, but Brewer. Right. For most of the season, was in a pass first for most of the season, and it's still sitting in fifth with 22 touchdowns.
Go pull up his last – where – let's see. Let me pull it up. ECFL rankings. Where is App State at?
I don't know.
App State didn't start getting heavy rushing yards until week 7.
Okay, so he's still in fifth?
I'm out.
I was still white at that point.
Who was on week? On the website, is it showing you – season stats, if you click on a player, like all my stuff.
Not all of them, though.
Mine's not showing any of them anymore.
Because a lot of them don't have them checked to show those stats.
Well, I'm like, the ones that used to show it before, I don't see it anymore, is what I'm saying.
A lot of them, I have to go in and do it individually. Actually, just about all of them.
I was going to say,
because I just noticed that today, too.
Because I just wanted to try to look at how many rush yards people had last season. God, but you need to look.
Oh my God.
Vegeta, are you asleep again?
Just hang up.
Oh, I'm right here.
Oh, I'm right here.
I'm right here.
I'm trying to look at Kaiju last season, how many rushing yards he ended up with, because he led the league at the end of the regular season at least. And like nothing's on his page anymore.
Yeah.
So, Vegeta, who did you play in week 7?
Oh, shit. Hold on. I don't remember.
See, like, actually, I figured week it out 6, earlier I'm sorry. Because of Tamari Jones. I was looking at his.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I had to go in
you don't
and
have
check
your
all that stuff.
Schedule? Gotcha. You can't just pull up your schedule real quick?
Yeah, like
well, sure. Yeah, I'm gonna leave for a minute, but give me a second. I'll go look.
Let's see. I can do it real
don't
fast,
leave, though. Vegeta.
He's gone.
I'll just pull it up. So, where's App State? All right, so
Oregon State.
6, that was not week 6. That was... Oh, wait, I'm on the wrong schedule. Hang on.
Yeah, Oregon State was week 6.
All right, so week 6, Oregon State. All right? And I just need you to hear me out because I'm seriously trying to be as unbiased as possible.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
Fake news.
Whatever. Week 6, Oregon State. Y'all rushed for 230. Best rushing game of the year for y'all.
Yeah, but that was right? Still in our pass first
okay,
book.
Time out. You run the pass first book one more week. Against Arkansas, and only run for 35. Which
look
is
at Kaiju
said,
now, kicker.
Which is all when right. You said I'm tired. You were talking about tired of being a pass first team and wanted to be balanced. So you switched to USC at week 8, week 8. So week 8 pops up. Your opponent is who?
Shit, I don't fucking remember.
Rutgers. Rutgers rush defense is 17th in the league. Your game after that. That you rushed for 215, which was worse. So you've steadily been declining in your running attack the last 3 weeks.
Steadily.
Go to 215, week 9. Who was your week 9 opponent?
Sure.
Ole Miss. Another team not known to stop the run. Then last week, who did you play?
Oh, Virginia Tech.
Who is last place in the league for allowing rush yards?
You also
so you haven't. Him. I did. But Rashad has been running against teams all year. So we've had to play everybody all year. They've just figured out to run heavy to try to – I think it's and it's a good plan if he can continue doing it. But I need to see him run against somebody who can actually stop the run.
Last
Arkansas
season,
is the best team.
You're talking about trying to be close to the record. Last season, Kaiju ran for 2,036 yards.
So that's probably pretty close to the top, right?
It's got to be close.
So is that all year, complete year?
That's complete year.
So, I mean, I would think.
You have to get 700 yards over.
I mean,
well, you have
games?
To play. Well, I guess you could play as many as, what, 5?
Right. But I mean, you got. I look at it like this. This is hypothetically speaking. I feel like we win this week, beat UTSA. That's one game. Then we play ASU. That's two games. Then we play first round of playoffs. Feel like we win that game. And then we play a fourth game. So we have four games that we're going to play at the end of the year. If he gets 200 yards each game, he's got 800 and he breaks it. I hypothetically think he might break the record.
Yeah, but how many touchdowns does he have?
I think that's the record. I don't know if that's the record.
I don't know if it's the record. I'm just saying it's got to be fairly close.
Right. So he's looking at 20. He's looking at like 2,100, maybe 2,200, depending on how far he goes and how bad we beat up on these teams we're going to play.
What's the best season Mojo had?
Sure.
That's what I'm going to look at.
Here's my thing. If we get down to it and it's this close for race and Shad gets beat by Davin Brewer, I don't have a problem with that. There's at least an argument to be made. Like, so that doesn't bother me. It would be different. But if like a quarterback or somebody wins it, that's when I'm going to be like, all right, because they shouldn't win it. You can't point to a quarterback on the leaderboard and tell me, hey, that guy right there should be the guy winning it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a quarterback.
I think the only option, if you say that, the only option you have is Dan Norris.
Best season he had was 1662. I'm missing his season 4.
I don't think a quarterback should win it this year.
Is defense that spread out to where like there's more dominant? No.
Mm-mm. So like if you go to like we always call them the flashy stats because they're the ones people look at. Where he is? So tackle leader again is a ghost. So after it's a huge drop off after that.
It's just because he just had 20 tackles.
I'm just really curious, really quick. Do we record deflections on the website?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who leads the league in deflections?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know.
It's only 12, and it's a tie between like the top three.
Really? So 12?
Yeah, it's Kratos, Adam Leach, and 420.
There's four of them there.
Kaiser. I only thought there was three. I scrolled too fast. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. We need to see the last few weeks play out and close the season.
Yeah.
Like I said, Brewer's running for 400 yards this week.
All I'm saying is we need to see these last few weeks play out and close the season.
Well,
I can't throw you a better softball than that, Aaron.
I was actually looking up memes, GIFs to send in the chat, so I missed it. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. You do that before.
We need to see these last few weeks and close out the season.
Speaking of closing things out, we're going to close out. We're going to close out this podcast finally. And
I didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything.
He said too much.
Appreciate everybody. Love y'all.
That was not me.
Fake.
Come on, man.
Mangina.